This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I know there's some controversy in churches about lifting up hands in worship, and some of you come from a background where everybody did it. Some of you came from a church background where the only time you held up your hands was in a holdup. That's what you grew up with. I grew up in a church like that. You only lifted up your hands when somebody had a gun on you in Chicago. But I'm glad we can feel comfortable to do either. Lifting up hands was a childlike act. You say, what do you mean? Have you ever had a 2-year-old come up to you like this? What were they saying? Pick me up. Hold me. Pick me up and hold me. When we lift up holy hands, there's a sense that we come to him in childlike faith and childlike trust and say, hold me. I need your power in my life. I need your blessing. And you know what? What the key phrase in that verse, and most people miss it, in your name, I will lift up my hands. It's in his power and in his authority. Jump to verse 6. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Let me describe the word watches. I found out there are 3 watches of the night. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. was the first watch. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. was the second watch, and 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. was the third watch. That was considered the night in the Jewish day-night cycle. And David says, on my bed I remember you. You know what most people remember on their bed? Who they hate. Who they resent, who they lust after. In other words, think about all the things that people think about in their pre-sleep condition or pre-sleep situation. What do you remember? If you're a scorekeeper, you remember who slighted you. If you're a scorekeeper, you remember how to get even with somebody. And those things dominate thinking. And David says, on my bed, I remember the Lord. What would happen if that started happening in your life, that on your bed, you would remember and you would think of him through the watches of the night? And then in verse 7, he says, because you are my help and I sing in the shadow of your wings. What does that mean to be in the shadow of a wing? If you're standing in an airport underneath a wing, and you're in the shadow of the wing, it means you've got close proximity to that airplane. If a mother hen has her wings out and the baby chicks are around there and they're under the wing, they're in proximity. That's what it means, I think. There's proximity, but there's also protection. Proximity, protection. When we're under the wings of the living God. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. And then verse 8, we'll close with a few thoughts about this. My soul clings to you. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. We use the word cling in a negative way. Have you ever spoken of another couple and said, man, she just clings to that guy. She won't let him go. Or he clings to her. You can tell he won't let her out of his sight for 2 seconds. He's so jealous. And we use the word cling in a negative way. Here it's used in a positive way. My soul clings to you. I remember at the church in Texas, there was a young mother there with 4 or 5 children. And I'm not exaggerating. Annie saw it too. When mom would walk into church, they would walk in single file. And you'd see these 4 or 5 children like soldiers in different heights just walking behind mom. That's what David's talking about. They're clinging to their mother. And my soul clings to the Lord. I follow the Lord. I follow his word. I follow his spirit. I follow his direction in my life. And your right hand upholds me.
Well, I'd like for you to hear the conclusion of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do remember our website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.